There are more than 490 local pension plans in Florida, most of them underfunded. That's according to the coalition calling itself Taxpayers for Sustainable Pensions. The group says there's about an $11 billion deficit in local pension funding statewide. And Florida Tax Watch's Robert Weissert says if something isn't done in the long term, the alternative would be bad for those expecting their retirement package.
The people who are really going to be left holding the bag when the pension obligations come due and can't be paid are going to be the first responders and those to whom the promise is made.
According to the coalition, which includes the Florida League of Cities and Associated Industries of Florida, the state legislature in the late 1990s imposed mandates on local governments that have made local police and firefighter pensions unsustainable. In the past, it's been an issue cities and the unions have not been able to agree on, but the initial bipartisan bill that died this year to repeal those restrictions was a product widely supported by both sides. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.